everybody. We will move to this licensing subcommittee meeting held here. Can I ask you first of all to check and make sure that your telephones are switched off, that your phones on, don't want any interruptions. And then if I start by introducing those of us from the council and then ask the rest of the team to introduce themselves. Right, I'm Councillor Angela Loughlin and I'm chairman for this morning. And on my right is Councillor Lee Sutherland. And on my left is Councillor Ralph Cook. And here we have...
I'm Andrew Bailey. I'll be clerk in this morning's meeting.
I'm Nicole Cawley. I'm an Environmental Health Officer for Regulatory Services.
And Kate McKinney, Senior Licensing Officer.
Lee Henderson, DPS and owner of Rockhouse.
I'm Simon Turner, advisor to the committee today.
Nicole Cawley.
Nicole.
Yes.
May I just refer the parties to the back page so that they've got a little checklist of the procedure? If you look on the very final printed page, probably right on the very...
On the very back.
The very back page is 22.
So I've got my own printed one, I've got
I always keep that next to me because we work our way through the procedure and it's a good way to see what's coming next. It's a bit of a fussy procedure because there's a turn for everybody to state their case and to ask a question. It's just to make sure everyone does get the proper chance and we don't go out of order or forget something. So we will be sticking to that. If you just keep your eye on that and I'll help remind anybody if we go off the piece slightly.
Thank you very much. I'm sure you'll be sorry. And then if I ask then the licensing officer, Katie, you're going to set us off this morning with your presentation.
Yes, thank you, Councillor. Good morning, everybody. The purpose of my report today is to have you consider a full variation application for Dockhouse, Martin Street, Stafford, ST16 2001. On the 15th of June 2022, Council received an application for a full variation of the license for the Dockhouse, Martin Street, Stafford. The application was made by Mr. Lee Henderson, Director of Dockhouse Stafford Limited, who are the premises license holders. Mr. Henderson is also the DPS designated premises supervisor of the Dockhouse. The purpose for the variation of the license of the above premises is to allow for longer opening hours, extensions to the current licensable activities, and the removal of the requirement to have door staff on Fridays and Saturdays. Additional licensable activities, including provision of live and recorded music until 02:30, are included in the variation application. There has been one relevant representation objecting to this variation attached in the appendix, and this was received by the Council's Environmental Health section. The committee is therefore asked to consider the report and determine whether to grant the variation as applied for. Procedure of all meetings of the subcommittee is attached to the report. There are no previous considerations.
Thank you.
Is everything out? Something to that. Since then, we have had discussions with the police and things, so we do want to change some of what we're applying for, such as we're not going to remove the requirement for security staff anymore. Rather, we have it from 11 o'clock on Fridays and Saturdays. And the variation for the extended hours of live music. We currently have it at half two or several days anyway, so I don't think there's any real need to change this at the moment. So at the moment we've got the...
Can you ask Ms. Henderson to...
Lee,
to refer to the section, please. Because my report doesn't give me any pages.
Right. So what's just read is
section 2 to
18. Agenda item 2A.
Right, section is it, please?
I've just got the printed up.
It's okay. Can we have a world copy again? Is that?
Yeah, so that's. Tuesdays, Fridays and Saturdays already are 2:30, and Wednesdays and Thursdays are 1:30, so I don't think there's any real need, and potentially want to address that. I think we actually have had issues with the late openings anyway for live music.
So you're staying starting at 10 and ending at 2:30?
Yes, but
that's
I don't
not
think
changing.
We don't really need to apply for these variations.
So I think you're saying the committee don't have to decide on that
section.
You're not proceeding to change the current times for live music.
Which is?
So your live music is still 10 o'clock to 2:30.
So the current on my licence is Sundays and Mondays is till 12:30, Tuesdays, Fridays and Saturdays is till 2:30, and Wednesdays and Thursdays is from 1:30, because the variation that we put through the one of 2019.
But that already exists for you, Chair. That already exists.
That's already on my license, so that's why I don't think there's a need to change this.
Sorry, Chairman, it might be just worth checking with the licensing officer and the environmental officer. That's agreed, that is the current.
That'll copy the license.
The last we spoke was that the live music would end at midnight, but I think you're saying the license already says.
Yeah, the license already says this. There's no point applying to change the hours. I was going to suggest that if we're going to do a noise report and have that could be a requirement of the license, we could have what we're going to do with the management of noise on that report as opposed to changing what's on the license, if that makes sense. So you could have no music at 12 on a sound plan, which you have us do before. So
on the noise management plan that you
noise
provide
management
plan.
Times,
it does say that, yes.
Because then we could address it every year and change it easier, more easily than on a premises license, if that makes sense.
In principle,
yeah.
Given that if you did make changes to it, that you provided it in writing to us, and we gave written confirmation that was acceptable.
Chairman, I mean, the problem is it's that the licensing committee needs to decide today whether to vary what's there or not. So
yes.
It's quite easy to say it's okay, members of the licensing committee, you don't need to change anything, and it can stay as it is.
Yes.
But if you wanted to change something separately again, you'd have to make another application. You can't really leave it open to something else happening because it's within
okay.
the remit of the committee.
Well, what I'm saying is it's currently on the license now, but to
yeah.
keep the HR happy and to manage noise control, we would
yeah.
have other things to manage.
So you're not asking the committee to change the times, but you wish to put forward in your evidence, which you do in a little while,
yeah.
that there are other measures that you're trying as a matter of being a responsible
yeah.
premises license holder to
yes.
address that.
Just a clarification. We are only talking at present about live music.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. There are other sections to be looked at.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
So we're not discussing live music.
It stays as it is,
yeah. So live music is staying as it is. Nicole, are you concerned about that? Because as far as I'm concerned, as it's stated on the pages here, there's to be no change in the times that live music will be coming from the doghouse.
Yeah, I think it's a slightly complicated situation. In that currently, the premises licence's opening hours are shorter than the hours that are on there for live music, which is the point that Mr. Henderson is trying to make, that his current licence says he can play live music until 2:30 a.m, but the premises must close by 1 a.m, so there's a discrepancy in the hours already licensed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like me to explain how it happened? It's because in 2019 I applied for later hours, similar to what I'm doing now, and the people who complained were the police, who said that because our current licence was closing at 11 o'clock, it was too long of a change. So they suggested that we start opening at 1 o'clock, so that's why the opening hours changed. But our other applications, such as for live music, till 2:30, went through, because no one else contested it. So that's why the live music allows us to stay open longer. I was have live music longer than we're actually open for.
But we're not considering opening hours.
We are considering opening hours, and that is the extension that we have objected to, primarily. We have got a verbal agreement with Mr. Henderson that the live music would end at midnight, and that is in his noise management plan. We propose a condition on the licence that he must abide by his noise management plan, being that he must then abide by the midnight hours for live music, if that makes sense to you.
Okay.
So tell me, where are we going to find on Heath when the opening hours are?
Just for the further up.
Is that on page 1230? Is it section 12? That's a little bit professional. It says late night professional.
It's section 15.
So that's the bottom of page 15 over to 16.
So the premises are open to the public from 8 in the morning until 3 in the morning?
Yes.
That's the application.
Right.
What's the current license?
It's 2-1 on those days.
So in actual fact, environmental health, you are querying the opening hours of 8 till 3.
Yes, that's correct.
And what about alcohol? Is there a change in that as well?
That'll be basically half an hour prior to the closing times. So that's section 13.
Yeah.
2:30.
Yeah. That's on page 14 then.
Yes.
So the supply of alcohol is from 10 until 2:30. But you're opening, so you're going to be open from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, but not serving alcohol.
So the morning hours is basically because we do have a kitchen, but it's not running at the moment. In the future, we might want to be able to do breakfast and things like that. So we're not intending to open at 8 a.m. and serve beers and things.
So what are you doing between 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock?
It'll be serving food if we open the kitchen. At the moment, the kitchen isn't open because.
No, but you were not doing that, obviously.
Not currently, but the intention is to open the kitchen.
When?
There's physical work that needs to be done on the kitchen, and also I've currently only got myself and another staff member, so it would be me working in the kitchen, but I need to have people, bar staff, to come to the bar. We did previously have the kitchen open, it's just since after COVID I've had to make cuts, and we can't afford to open the kitchen right now.
Can I just clarify the opening in the morning from 8 until 10?
Yes.
Isn't currently being done?
No, we open at 12 most days or 4.
But you
four,
want
yeah.
to look at it in the future?
Yes.
So that isn't part of this review that we're doing now, is it?
Well, you must set the hours today, yes. So it is what he's applying for.
So he wants to set the hours.
Yes, it's the ability to open.
The ability to open.
Yeah, it's like a lot of licences, they want the flexibility as demand changes, they need to be able to adjust without having to go through a fresh application.
Can I just clarify one thing? And that is that if and when you decide to do it, and we permit it today, there will not be any sale of alcohol during that time.
The license will say until 10 o'clock.
It starts at 10.
Yeah, it starts at 10.
That's clearly set out.
That's
okay. So you open at 8 in the morning, but alcohol, excuse me, will not be sold until 10.
Yeah.
You'll close at 2. We'll stop selling alcohol at 2:30.
2:30, yes.
But you'll close at 3.
Yes. So that gives people enough time to drink their drinks that they've already bought.
Sharon, I'm wondering whether it may be helpful. if the Environment Health Officer could explain the reasons for their representing.
I think we have gone slightly out of order of the meeting, but I mean it's been useful because we've seen that there's been a slight change in some of what's applied for. But I think, Chair, if we revert back to the order, we know where we're going to.
So what we'll do now is we will ask the Environment Officer to give you relevant representations, please, so that the committee know exactly what you're paying.
Okay, thank you. So we'll start with a brief summary of the premises for the committee's benefit. So
I think to speak up a wee bit.
Sorry,
is this the noise from this?
I'm next to the air conditioning, which isn't helping.
Yeah, it doesn't really help, does it?
So the Dog House is a small independent public house on the corner of Martin Street and St Martin's Place in Stafford. There is a ground floor bar area with a jukebox and a first floor function type room with a small stage area for live bands, films and other performances. There are no outside areas, so smokers must do so directly outside the front of the premises, and this area is beneath the windows of the local flats. The premises is listed and has several original large sash windows that provide little noise insulation. The current opening hours are until 12:30 Sunday to Monday and until 1 a.m. Tuesday to Saturday. There are 4 flats in the adjoining property at 4 Martin Street and 8 flats at the adjoining property 3 St Martin's Place. There are a further 9 flats approximately 40 metres away at 15 Martin Street. We have been in contact with Mr. Henderson throughout the process to discuss our concerns about noise impacts related to the nature of the building and the fact that the residents are so close by. A visit to the premises was conducted on the 1st of July, followed by an email on the same day, and we asked Mr. Henderson to consult a noise consultant based on our concerns about the residents and the nature of the activities he wanted to carry out. He confirmed he had contacted a noise consultant and purchased a decibel meter, but not a noise limiter, which I'll come to later, on the 4th of July. We were unable to agree on opening hours, so we made an objection on the 13th of July, which is the one that is included in the report. Further telephone conversations were had in the last weeks of July and the first week of August to discuss the application and the progress of the noise report. The noise management plan and noise impact assessment report were received on the 4th of August. The noise consultant that Mr. Henderson hired identified in their report that the noise from inside the premises is likely to be audible at the windows to the adjoining flats. The level of this noise compared to the background noise level is likely to cause a nuisance, public nuisance, and so his consultant recommends that secondary glazing is installed on the windows of the premises to reduce noise breakout. Unfortunately, the noise consultant did not attempt to assess noise that would be caused by patrons smoking at the front of the premises, and it is of the opinion of Environmental Health that the noise from patrons is also likely to cause a public nuisance, and given the limited options to control such noise, this would be a barrier to the extension of the hours, in our opinion. In the noise management plan submitted by Mr. Henderson, he advises that for financial reasons, he will not be able to install secondary glazing at this time, against the advice of his own noise consultant. He also advises that a decibel meter has been installed, but he is not able for financial reasons to install a noise limiter. So a noise limiter being some equipment that would cut the noise off from live music or recorded music if it was too loud and would be likely to cause nuisance. He advises that a decibel meter has been installed that flashes when the decibels are too high, but unfortunately has not yet provided any information about what level that is set to. He also makes some other suggestions to control the noise or the impact of the noise, and he suggests that free tickets to paid events could be offered to local residents to compensate them for the noise, in what is an apparent admission that the noise will cause a nuisance to the residents such that it requires recompense. He further suggests that in the future he may offer late night refreshments so that as patrons are eating, they will be quiet when they are leaving the premises. Fortunately, it is the opinion of Environmental Health that this is not an appropriate noise control measure, and given the lack of bins in the immediate vicinity, is more likely to cause a public nuisance due to litter. Public nuisance is a broad concept which concerns how the activity of one person or business affects the rights of another. For example, noise escaping from a licensed premises when music is being played can interfere with the right of a person's right to sleep. The degree to which activities are likely to cause public nuisance will depend on a number of factors, including the time of day or night when the activities take place. In this case, the proposed activity would take place in the early hours of the morning until 3 a.m. It also considers how frequently they take place, and the proposed activity would take place every day until 3 a.m. We also consider how near they are to other people and premises that could be affected, and the premises is adjoined by 12 residential premises and is 40 metres away from a further 9 residential premises. We also consider the design, structure and layout of the premises. And the premises being a small public house with one entranceway and no outdoor space. It is a listed building and has several original single glazed sash windows, again, which provide very little noise insulation. Smokers from the premises must do so immediately outside the frontage, which is adjacent but below the residential premises windows. We also consider how well the activities would be managed. The most effective control measures for music noise would be the secondary glazing and a noise limiter. Mr. Henderson has already stated in his noise management plan that for financial reasons he is not able to implement any of these measures which would reduce the noise. He has, however, purchased a decibel meter, but we are at this time unable to confirm if it is correctly set up or used. He has made suggestions for control measures such as membership cards and late night refreshments that we do not feel are appropriate or to a high enough level that they would make a considerable difference to the nuisance caused to local residents. For these reasons, it continues to be the opinion of Environmental Health that the extension of the opening hours to 3 a.m. every day of the week is not appropriate, as it is likely to cause a public nuisance to the local residents. However, we have continued to negotiate with Mr. Henderson and have suggested an extension of the opening hours on Friday and Saturday nights to 2 a.m. subject to conditions, including the secondary glazing that was recommended by his own noise consultant. A phone call was made to Mr. Henderson yesterday on the 8th of August, during which he advised that he could not accept those conditions as he wanted to be able to open late in the week as well. To summarise, Environmental Health have concerns regarding the licensing objective, prevention of public nuisance, for the hours and activities requested in the variation application, due to the proximity of residential occupiers. Environmental Health asks that the committee apply the conditions that were proposed by Environmental Health on the 5th of August to any licence granted as a result of this hearing. I've got a copy of this if you'd like to have one. There are 17 conditions that we have suggested, and we have made suggested opening hours and hours for the other things that Mr. Henderson has requested.
Mr. Henderson got a copy of that?
Yes, this was emailed to Mr. Henderson on Friday, the 5th of August.
Yes,
it may actually be helpful if the committee members had a copy of it, please.
Any other copies?
Can we have a copy?
I can run a photocopy in our office if
that's please.
Shall I pause the meeting while that's done?
We better have a couple of minutes.